This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. A stunned U.S. East Coast faced a rising death toll, surging rivers, tornado damage, and continued calls for rescue Thursday after the remnants of Hurricane Ida walloped the region with record-breaking rain, drowning more than 40 people in their homes and cars. At the White House, President Biden pledged to do whatever is necessary to help the states recover.
And I made clear to the governors that my team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance that's needed.
At a news conference, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said officials need to learn from the storm that hit the New York area with record rainfall.
This is the first time we've had a flash flood event of this proportion in the city of New York and in the outlying areas. We haven't experienced this before, but we should expect it the next time.
The Atlantic hurricane season is far from over. Larry became a hurricane Thursday morning, forecast to rapidly intensify into a potentially catastrophic Category 4 storm by Sunday. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said the storm is moving west, but remains far from landfall. The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating reports of possible oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico from Hurricane Ida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Associated Press first reported the possible spills after reviewing aerial images taken by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They show a miles-long black and brown slick floating near a large rig with the name Enterprise Offshore Drilling painted on its helipad. The company says its Enterprise 205 rig was safely secured and evacuated prior to the storm's arrival and did not suffer any damage in the storm. But the Coast Guard is dispatching aircraft to investigate reports of a slick south of Port Fourchon, Louisiana. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports Africa will fail to reach the global target of vaccinating 10% of its vulnerable populations against COVID-19 by the end of September. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO's regional director for Africa, Matshidiso Moeti, blames the situation on what she says is the hoarding of life-saving vaccines by the world's wealthier countries.
Africa accounts for just 2% of the over 5 billion doses given globally. This percentage, I'm afraid, hasn't shifted in months. If the current trends hold, 42 of Africa's 54 countries, nearly 80%, are set to miss the September target, I'm afraid.
Africa's third wave of the coronavirus peaked in July. However, WHO reports 24 of Africa's 54 countries are still reporting high or fast-rising case numbers. The situation is particularly acute in West, Central, and East Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's likely Americans will need a third dose of COVID-19 vaccine to be considered fully vaccinated. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The FDA and CDC would make the final call, but based on Fauci's experience,
I would not at all be surprised that the adequate full regimen for vaccination will likely be three doses.
The government's preparing to give boosters to all people who receive the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines pending approval from federal regulators. The decision on what's considered full vaccination would have big implications for schools, businesses, and others with vaccine mandates. The U.S. is still studying whether those who receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will also need a booster. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A former Minnesota police officer who fatally shot motorist Dante Wright in April is facing more serious charges, AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Minnesota prosecutors are now charging former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter with first-degree manslaughter, in addition to the second-degree count that she was already facing for the April shooting of a black motorist, Dante Wright, during a traffic stop. Activists were hoping that she'd face murder charges, but Potter's former chief had said she had meant to use her taser instead of her handgun. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison reviewed the case and has concluded that an upgraded charge of first-degree manslaughter was warranted for the officer's reckless handling of a firearm. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. VOA News.